it's Randy Morrison, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Matt Little, Vice President of Product Development for PKWare, which has helped thousands of organizations address their daily data security challenges with its various security and file compression products. Our focus today in this podcast is on PKWare's Vivo software, which secures files shared and stored in public cloud services like Dropbox, Box, Google Drive, and SkyDrive, so that lawyers and other deal participants can securely access and share files from any device and even outside of a data room. So, Matt, what can happen if a practitioner doesn't address data security issues if they aren't using a traditional or virtual data room?
Well, Randy, we typically look at this in a few categories. If your data isn't protected, you know, in a data room or with software like ours with Vivo, your data is at risk to three different groups of people. Those are snoops, thieves, and frankly, idiots. The way that we sort of talk about them is snoops are folks like our friends at the NSA or, you know, perhaps those that work at the cloud storage provider facility themselves. Thieves are, you know, bad actors that show up on all sides of every, you know, project or deal or, you know, anything that's going on. And then, you know, idiots just show up whenever there's configuration errors. Whenever we're talking about, you know, data storage in a public or private cloud, that data is always susceptible, you know, to exposure through configuration, you know, issues, upgrades that go awry, you know, breaches, hack attempts, things like that. So we sort of look at protecting data from just those three types of people.
Okay, fair enough. What's the minimum someone should do to address data security challenges?
I think recognizing that maybe smaller firms don't necessarily have the enterprise IT available to them. They find themselves flocking to some of these public cloud storage services like Dropbox. And at a minimum, I think they need to realize that Dropbox is an awesome technology to use. I mean, the reason why it's taking over the world 200 million users strong is because everybody, it's so easy to use, everybody loves it. But what most people don't know is that Dropbox provides what we like to call zero-value encryption. Zero-value encryption is where your data is secured with encryption keys that you don't control. You know, if Dropbox or Google say that they're protecting your data, they're doing that, you know, with their own technology that you don't really have any configuration or control over. So Vivo gives you that control so that, you know, in the event that the cloud provider is subpoenaed for data that may be stored there, you get to decide through strong encryption whether or not, you know, that court actually gets real copies of that data. What Vivo allows you to do is encrypt the data client side before it synchronizes to a public cloud storage facility like Dropbox, so that, you know, when those requests come in, you can ensure that you're ultimately in control of who gets to have access to your data.
Okay, so what exactly is Vivo, and how is it used in the context of a deal?
So Vivo, again, is an additional layer of security that rides on top of a public cloud storage service like Google Drive or like Dropbox. And what it allows you to do is protect the information before it goes to that storage facility in such a way that only you have access to it. So the storage facility gets to move the data around to all your different devices. It gets to do what it really does best. And then you use the Vivo client software on your Mac or your Windows machine, your iPhone or Android tablet to decrypt that data and then preview it securely. So we protect the data in transit and at rest within our technology.
Okay.
How it's used in the context of the data room is, it's really, you know, data rooms are fantastic. They've provided a much needed service to the legal community for a very long time. But, you know, as you know, the data rooms have kind of overshot the market a little bit. They have tons and tons of features. They've become almost prohibitively expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened is you have many, many small firms, and maybe not so much the firms, but the clients as well, are pushing to just use things like email or use things like Dropbox. They really don't want to foot the bill or be past the bill for that expensive data room when
right.
Dropbox is easier to use, and they're already using it in their daily lives for everything else, or in some cases, even their business lives. So Vivo allows you to do that securely.
Wow. Okay. So what factors should be considered in determining whether to use a product like Vivo as opposed to a data room?
Again, I think for a bigger firm, it might not be. Vivo plus Dropbox isn't a complete replacement for a data room. I mean, data rooms do have advanced features around workflow, notification systems that you're not going to get with a technology like Dropbox or Google Drive. But in many cases, those just aren't necessary. For smaller, shorter deals where people just need to exchange, you know, documents and collaborate, you know, on a transaction, Vivo plus Dropbox allows you to do that incredibly cheaply, very securely, and at a price just lets clients and attorneys, you know, use the same software that, again, they're already likely using in their personal lives.
Okay, and along those lines, can you share any success stories with me?
Yeah, you know, PKWare's typical customer has not been attorneys. We've been around for 28 years, and we typically sell to heavily regulated industries, healthcare, the government, financial services. But strange enough, with Vivo, which we launched 18 months ago, the biggest adopters have been attorneys, and that's anything from, you know, the small firms, one to two people, all the way up to the Department of Justice, U.S. attorneys, so your big enterprise. Again, Vivo did strongly the most with organizations that find themselves coming in contact with other people's data. Generally, when we're talking about just protecting our stuff, a lot of people don't really care enough about protecting their own files. But once they have other people's data, they start to get really nervous, and they want to make sure they take extra steps to appropriately protect it. So again, attorneys really fall into that category.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Matt. This has been very, very informative. I appreciate you spending the time.
Absolutely, Randy. Thanks for having me.